he was upset and wanted to leave, but he mostly wanted to help me. That's why he gave me the Bible. I think he wanted me to, he insisted I take this Bible and read the footnotes and stuff so I could get out of it.
I
don't know what he was. He was just, you know, I couldn't talk him out of it. He had to have me have his Bible. But as far as I don't know what the rest of them are like, but I really liked the guy. He just was really, you know, most people that when they get upset like that, they want to hurt you. But he was really good. Yeah, he was really wanting to help us. You know, it's like you guys. He liked what he saw here, except he thought we were just being sidetracked. So, churches like that, and this the one that has this recovery version.
We need to be recovered.
Recovery version to recover the truth. Ledyard was worshiping in the Everest. Knox.
And there on the Lord's Day, I fell into a trance.
And there on the Lord's Day, I fell into a trance.
Then?
It was there.
Trance.
I fell into a trance.
In that case, would there, would that be interpreted of the Lord's Day and say more of like a Sunday? And wouldn't it kind of push it
that? I don't think the word there goes with on the Lord's Day. It just means I'm there.
There was referring to the Isle of Patmos.
Can I read Jerusalem I found over there?
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jerusalem. Number 26.
It was the Lord's Day and the Spirit possessed me. And I heard a voice behind me shouting out of front. So, it was the Lord's Day and the Spirit possessed me.
The Spirit possessed me. Lord's Day to be the same as all the Lord's Day. And I gave was my usual. And so I looked for spirit possessed. And I think that has a number of different meanings.
Wouldn't it was the Lord's Day, was referring to the Lord's Day, not himself. Like the time setting was the Lord's Day. Mm-hmm. That's how I interpreted it. It feels quite accurate.
He just evaded the whole thing.
If he doesn't translate it, I'm giving it the same rating as was. He didn't bring it out. That's usually what I do, that equals zero.
Can we hear Knox one more time?
Knox, let's hear Knox again.
And there on the Lord's Day, I fell into a trance.
The rest had fell in a trance.
Fell into a trance, that's a good speech, huh?
Good speech.
Mm-hmm.
Speech
fell into a trance.
So did Bart.
Okay. Confraternity. Diaglot, how do you do that? For the diaglot, you read us the margin, not the interlinear part.
The margin.
Yeah, that's the translation.
Okay, I was in spirit on the Lord's Day.
Pass it around. It keeps coming back to me.
I was in spirit on the Lord's Day.
In spirit.
I was in spirit on the Lord's Day. How about Young?
Same as King James.
Young is same as King James. Pastor Kirby isn't here. Darby.
I became in the spirit on the Lord's Day. So on the Lord's Day, and it's I became in the dove being in brackets. I became.
How about Robin?
I came to be in the spirit on the Lord's Day.
Okay, can you read that again?
I came to be in spirit in the Lord's Day.
What's that? Sorry, I came to be in spirit in the Lord's Day.
In the Lord's Day.
God be.
You say God be?
Yeah.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's Day.
Jesus King James. Mm-hmm. War.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's Day.
Same as God. Concordant. Oh, I'm getting concordant right here.
Concordant. What was war on again?
Same as King James.
Oh, same as King James.
Concordant. I came to be in spirit in the Lord's Day.
Yeah. Wow.
I came to be in spirit in the Lord's Day. New World.
By inspiration, I came to be in the Lord's Day.
What? Can we hear it again?
Yep. By inspiration. I came to be in the Lord's Day.
In the Lord's
Day.
That's weird.
Take away that by inspiration.
Yeah.
Is that an older or new translation?
New World?
Pretty new. 60s.
Jehovah's Witness, New World, I think it's
1950. Oh, 48.
Pretty inspiration.
That doesn't say, it says the date of the.
What was it on the Lord's Day?
In the Lord's. It was in the Lord's Day.
What did you, how did you rate inspiration or inspiration?
I gave it a minus 10. Inspiration, I consider that to be many different meanings.
Why would a Jehovah's Witness translate that way if you think about
it? I don't know. I can't see a doctrinal. I think it was just me.
Do you remember what other ones had by inspiration?
Nobody has by inspiration.
They have inspired.
Mm-hmm. How about Lamza?
The spirit of prophecy came upon me on the Lord's Day.
The spirit of prophecy came upon me. That's pretty funny.
Can I hear that again?
The spirit of prophecy came upon me on the Lord's Day.
On the Lord's Day.
There is no I was then, huh?
No.
You left that out.
How do you rate that just by the general tenor? Oh, really?
Usually when they don't translate it and it's an incidental like that, I give it a 0. In this case, I was giving more as a 2, so I'm not going to give the person that. Maybe you want to give it a 0 because you didn't translate it. I don't know. It kind of comes out in the second reading.
Yeah.
Let's have a poll on spirit of prophecy. How many gave it a positive score? How many gave it between 0 and minus 5? How many gave it between minus 5 and minus 10? How many gave it worse than minus 10? Worse than minus 10. You that gave it a positive, you didn't think it was that bad. How'd you interpret it? Anybody give it a positive score?
I gave it a minus 2 because the passage is about a prophecy into the Lord's Day.
Okay, it's about prophecy, and you didn't think it was that bad. How about you that gave it minus 15 or worse? Why didn't you like it?
I don't think it was the spirit of prophecy that came upon him.
Okay, you don't agree with the whole idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you give it?
I give it minus 5. I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't think it was accurate. Because I don't think the spirit of prophecy came upon him. But on the other hand, I didn't know if I was going to give it any consequence. So I went to minus 5. I'm not dogmatic in what I gave it. Somebody gave it a minus 10 or 15? No, I can see that. Let's hear the simple English version.
Simple English is, during the Lord's Day, I was in the Spirit.
This is interesting. During the Lord's Day.
Not quite as bad.
That's better than on. What was the rest?
I was in the Spirit.
Okay.
Was in the Spirit.
Same as King James, except for the last one.
Yeah. How about the recovery version?
Do you want the footnotes also?
No.
Okay.
Just the text.
I was in spirit on the Lord's Day.
In spirit.
I was in spirit on the Lord's Day. New Century.
On the Lord's Day, the Spirit took control of me.
Okay.
On the Lord's Day, Spirit took control of me.
I also have the 20th century.
Okay, go ahead.
Line 14. I found myself in a trance on the Lord's Day.
Give us that again.
I found myself in a trance on the Lord's Day.
In a trance.
Someone was out of the territory.
Good. Same as good speed. In a trance, same as good speed.
Can you read New Century one more time?
New Century, let's do that.
On the Lord's Day, the Spirit took control of me.
Okay, recovery. I was in spirit on the Lord's Day.
Can I hear 20th century one more time?
I found myself in a trance on the Lord's Day.
Was there another translation that said, took control of me?
Took control of me? There was at least two. Anybody else had took control of?
Good news had it.
Good news? We're going to say good news.
On the Lord's Day, the Spirit took control of me.
Okay, the Spirit took control of me. Same as good news. Any questions on this?
What was my important?
In the Lord's Day.
Who was it that just asked that about it? Took control of me? Good news had it. Who else had took control of me?
NCV.
New Century version 49.
Okay. Did we do 30 amplified?
Amplified in here. Pick it up next week. Another question.
I was just going to ask, is it okay that we keep repeating some of them just so we keep our grading accurate?
Yeah, we want to be consistent.
Okay.
We want to make sure that we get the same reading, the same score, so if we have to read a few back, and, you know, refresh our memories.
Can we have Jerusalem again?
Jerusalem.
It was the Lord's Day and the Spirit possessed me.
I missed the ERV, ASV, NAS, and RSV. Don't ask me where I was. I missed them all. Those all kind of like the King James or something.
RSV
is you missed ERV, ASV, and what else?
NAS and RSV.
All of them are same as King James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that's right.
Mm. Any other repeats?
How about the New King James Version? Didn't get that one.
It was same as
King James. Ready for a new scripture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go for it.
Matthew 1:23, the virgin. They say the, I'm given them the five. They say A, I'm given them the two. Every now and then, you have to check and see if they're accurate to the article or not. Virgin, I'm given that a five. Maiden. I'm giving that a zero. If you look up maiden in the dictionary, synonym for virgin. However, not everybody thinks that about maiden, and so a little bit ambiguous, I don't know, you decide. Maid definitely has several different meanings. You can imagine scandal when the maid was a child.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to give that a minus five.
Mm.
I mean, I think I'm going to give that a minus 10. This is the 20th century. I don't know why we can't get on
this. This is two different readings.
Yeah, let's get two different readings here. Young woman.
Nope.
I think I'll do that at minus 30. Anybody that doesn't have the guts to translate a virgin must have a doctrinal thing up his sleeve. It's no excuse. The word is parthenos in the New Testament. Parthenos. That word is used 14 times in the New Testament, always means virgin. No question. So they should have this translated virgin. Anybody that doesn't, in my opinion, they're trying to pull something. Parthenos, P-A-R-T-H-E-N-O-S, 14 times in the New Testament, always means virgin. Any questions here or need for discussion?
Two
columns. We'll just take the article and then we'll take virgin. We could skip the article, but every now and then we want to take it. I mean, it's not just any old virgin, it was the virgin. So, I'm not giving
King James had the virgin.
King James has a virgin.
So, 2-5.
King James has a virgin. Any questions? Any ready to go here? Anytime you're ready, there's a deal.
A made.
A made? A made.
A made.
How do you be made?
Adams is the virgin.
Adams the virgin. New King James.
New King James. Behold the virgin.
The virgin. Dewey. A virgin. What was that?
A virgin.
A virgin. King James, a virgin. King James 2.
A virgin. The virgin.
King James 2, the virgin. CRV and ASV.
The virgin. Let me double check. The virgin in ERV. And the virgin in ASV.
The virgin.
Yes.
The virgin.
The virgin, RSV.
A virgin.
NEB.
The virgin.
20th century.
The virgin.
Fenton.
The virgin.
Wayman.
The maiden.
The maiden. Moffat.
Same. The maiden.
Same as Wayman.
D main.
Good speed.
Wayman was. I got lost there. Wayman was in the maiden.
D maiden.
Right.
Maiden.
Same as Moffat.
Any D.
Fenton was a virgin.
D virgin.
Good speed.
Why a zero for maiden and a minus 10 for maid? What was your reason?
Well, maiden, if you look it up in the dictionary, it's synonym for virgin.
Okay.
But it's archaic.
Okay.
Maid is the same, except made has a number of meanings.
Okay.
Then the made clean is...
She could be married.
Yeah. Okay. So, the made has too many different meanings for our day to really be acceptable here to be. Maid could be a young girl, it could be somebody that works in Queens.
Barclay is the virgin.
NIV same. Weesh.
The virgin.
Amplified isn't here, basic.
The virgin.
Kingsley.
The maiden.
Norley.
The virgin.
Ledyard.
The young woman.
Read on.
The young woman who has never had a man.
Five. Wow. The young woman who's never had a man is good enough to pass for virgin. Because that's what it, you know, that's more than just young woman. That's young woman who has not had a man.
Mm. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it any worse than zero. I'm happy to say young woman who hasn't had a man.
That could be taken all kinds of ways.
What?
That could be taken all kinds of ways. I mean, who has not had a man? I mean, what?
That's only taken one way in my eye.
I don't know. Young woman has had a man.
She's not had a man.
I give her four.
Four. Went from minus three to four.
Now you can give it however you feel. Knox. Be sure to read all on a case like that, because it makes a big difference.
The virgin.
Knox, the virgin. Diaglot.
Oh, five, the virgin.
Yeah.
The virgin.
Darby.
The virgin.
Father Ann.
A virgin.
Oh, we're on your hand.
Godby.
Godby, the virgin.
Warl?
God be a virgin.
Well, God be is a?
A
virgin. Warl?
The virgin.
Concordant, same. New World?
The virgin.
Lanza?
A virgin.
Simple.
The virgin.
Recovery.
The virgin.
New century.
The virgin.
Questions?
Just on Adams.
Adams. The virgin, I have. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Question?
N-E-B.
N-E-B, the virgin, I have. Other question.
Basic English.
Virgin.
Basic or virgin?
Virgin.
Okay.
CB.
CB, the virgin.
Okay. And Berkeley?
We don't have Berkeley today.
About Norley.
Norley, I have the virgin.
Right.
Any other questions? New verse?
Yes.
Luke 1:27, same thing without the article. Let's just look at the word virgin. Luke 1:27, we already have the rating on the board. Tyndale.
Virgin.
Tyndale, Luke 1:27, virgin. Adams.
Virgin.
New King James.
A virgin.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Dewey.
Virgin.
Here it is, A virgin. King James virgin. King James two.
Virgin.
ERV and ASV.
Virgin.
Numeric.
Virgin.
NAS.
Virgin.
RSV.
Virgin.
NEB.
Girl.
Is that all?
What? What do you say?
With a message for a girl be thrown to a man named Joseph.
A girl. Let's see.
20th century.
To a maiden.
Maiden. Notice they had virgin over there, but maiden over there. Fenton.
A maiden.
Maiden. Layman.
The maiden.
Moffat.
Moffat. Maiden.
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed is a maiden.
Byington.
Byington. Maiden.
CB.
Virgin.
Phillips.
A young woman.
Beck. It doesn't have virgin in the context?
No, it just says to a young woman who was engaged to a man called Joseph.
Okay, sometimes I say to a young woman and the virgin's name was?
No.
So we'll give Beck.
Virgin.
Good news.
A girl promised in marriage.
No content, no virgin in the context?
No.
Jerusalem.
A virgin.
Berkeley.
Girl.
No virgin in the context?
To a girl who was pledged to marry a man called Joseph.
That's Berkeley.
Read on, and the girl's name was Mary.
Who is a direct descendant of David. The girl's name was Mary.
The girl's name was Mary.
What is Jerusalem?
Sometimes they have it in the very last phrase, but the virgin's name is Mary.
Oh,
if they have that, then I'm still going to give them five, even if they had girl before.
No, they, she,
but had, I didn't say virgin.
The girl's name was Mary.
Yeah, but yeah. Oh, if NEV or Philip said that, I'd let them go, so check that out. NIV, virgin. Weast.
Virgin.
Basic.
Virgin.
Kingsley.
Maiden.
Norley.
Norley. Virgin.
Norley virgin. Later.
A woman who had never had a man.
Cox.
Virgin.
Dagmar.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Darby.
Virgin.
Rotherham.
Virgin.
Rodby.
Virgin.
Worrell.
Virgin.
Concord. Virgin. New World.
Virgin.
Lamza.
Virgin.
Simple.
Virgin.
Recovery.
Virgin.
New Century.
Virgin.
All right.
What was Kingsley?
Maiden. What was Norley?
Well, King did that. Yeah, it was Norley was virgin. What about Phillips?
Yeah.
Phillips?
Young woman.
Just says to a young woman. Does not.
Doesn't qualify.
It just goes on to say a descendant of David. The girl's name was Mary. Mm. But nothing about the virgin.
What about good news?
Good news is girl. Good news is girl, yeah. How about Weymouth?
Weymouth, 20th century.
Name.
Oh,
name.
the date of the 20th century.
Last one, when they say girl or something like that, do you consider that it's medium consequence because you know that the virgin is mentioned other places in the scripture? Or is it major consequence because just you're just looking at that one scripture alone?
Well, I'm looking at that one scripture. I think this is such a big deal that I give it a major consequence. In other words, they got it right in Matthew, they got it wrong in Luke. But I don't know why they got it wrong in Luke.
Right, so they get a minus 30 in Luke.
I give a minus 30.
Yeah.
Everybody ready for Hebrews 1?
ERV is Ian. ASV at the end.
Either we had ASV or N. Numeric?
Yes.
N.
NS?
N.
RSV?
By.
NEB?
Through.
20th century?
Through.
Fit?
By.
Wayland?
Through.
The prophets.
New century.
Through.
What was recovered?
In the prophets.
What about NIV?
Through.
What about Berkeley?
Berkeley by means of
Phillips.
Phillips?
Through.
Yeah. It's in the words of.
In the words of the prophet.
Phillips is in the words of?
What was NAS?
Did I know what
Norley
was?
Yeah, I did. Norley was through.
It was through?
Yeah.
Let's try. Hebrews 5:7. From death. Save him strong cries and tears. Save him from death. The Greek is out of. Out of death, meaning out of the state of death. From death could just mean from physical death. It doesn't necessarily say anything. Ambiguous, confusing. I don't even like it. From the grave. It sounds more and more like physical instead of spiritual aspects. From premature death. I just consider that point wrong. Look at the last 15. Let me read down here. You've been probably struggling along. Well, Hebrews 5:7, out of 5, from minus 1, from the grave minus 5, from premature death minus 15. I think this passage, to me, is very clear. It's teaching that Christ was praying to be saved out of eternal separation. Not just physical death and that kind of thing. Question? Ready to go here? Detail.
From the.
From.
From death. From death.
Adam.
From death.
New King James.
From.
Dewey.
From.
King James. From. King James 2.
From.
ERV and ASV.
From. Both of them.
Numeric.
From.
NAS.
From.
RSV.
From.
And Evie.
From.
And Evie from 20th century.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, yeah. From the grave.
And Evie from the grave?
From the grave, yeah. Oh, sorry.
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Next. I guess I'll do that minus 5. 20th century.
From.
Fenton.
From.
Wayman.
Out of.
Remember Wayman was a Greek teacher. Moffat.
From.
Goodspeed.
From.
Byington.
From.
CB.
Out of death.
Phillips.
From.
Beck.
From.
Good news.
From.
Jerusalem.
Out of.
Jerusalem is out of.
That's crazy.
Huh.
Barclay.
Out of death.
Barclay?
What is Barclay?
From.
NIV.
Within death.
brackets, i.e., to raise him out from the state of death, close brackets.
What?
I'll repeat that. Out from within death, brackets, i.e., to raise him out from the state of death, close brackets.
What?
What in the world did that mean? Basic is from
about a four.
How could it be a four?
It's still talking physical, isn't it?
Yeah,
state of death.
All the states.
And that's what you get.
I like that. I'll give you six if I would. What's basic?
From death.
From death. Reached has out from within death, out of the state of death. I think he's saying raised from death. Kingsley.
From.
Gnarly.
From.
Ledyard.
From.
Knox.
From.
Dieglass.
Out of death.
Young.
From.
Darby.
Out of death.
Rotherham.
Out of death.
Darby.
From death.
World.
From death.
Concordant out of. New World.
Out of.
Lambza.
From death.
Simple.
Where did it go?
From death.
From recovery.
Out of death.
New century.
From.
Okay,
you get
that one.
Recovery must be a pretty literal translation.
Well, so far it looks good. We'll just see how it holds up here.
How is it that, what did King James II use for that translation? Did they mix the Westcott word and the TR or something to get some?
King James II is strictly TR, they're Adam TR.
How did they get some of the little more literal translations?
Easy, the TR is right in those places.
And how come the other King James II wasn't right?
Because the King James is not literal. The King James is terrible in pronouns. Lots of pronouns they translate by. The R, N, F, it's translated by. They're sloppy in positions. King James is sloppy on verb tenses. They'll rarely ever bring up continuing action or any of that. King James is a mediocre, so we'll not bring up those fine points that King James will bring them up. So it's not the Greek text, it's whether you're literal or not literal. Look, Young's literal. He's supposedly literal, he's even literal all the time. He's coming from the TR too. It's literal, it's a TR 1862. He's left from Muscat North. He did textual work, but I don't know why he went with the TR. He died before he would have. When he did the textual work, he was going to do more on it. Question?
Yeah, Weiss first says out from within death. To me, that's really hard to understand. Out from within death. But then he has the brackets, i.e., to raise him out from the state of death. Is that why you want to read the brackets along with that, just because he's...
Yes, that's part of the translation.
Okay.
So in the brackets, he says something like, I don't believe in tongues, and I'm giving him minus 30. In the brackets, it's part of the text. So he writes himself on the line, as that's the... Let's look at Matthew 5:8. Pure in heart. Pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. The word pure could also mean clean. Clean in heart. The word heart, there is no preposition in here. Heart is just in the dative case. So it's pure or clean as to the heart, or in heart, or concerning the heart, concerning the state of the heart. That's the idea. Clean or pure. Spirit, which is what the King James has. Blessed are the pure in heart, and pure in heart. Clean in heart, and pure in heart. Clean in mind, and I make a difference between heart and mind. Clean in mind, I probably going to give out about -3 or maybe -5. I think it's a whole different idea. Pure in heart to me is the heart. You know, the person's motives, what he is, mind. You know, the clean mind or dirty mind. I don't think that that's the same thing. Clean mind is good. Clean in mind is good. But it may not be a good translation. I'm going to do about -3, I think. Utterly sincere, I'm giving a -30. I think that is a terrible translation.
Phillips.
I am totally biased.
Let me check.
I'm biased and not open to reason on the subject. If you think that's too strong, you're free to deviate from it. Blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the utterly sincere. Man, that to me is way
off. How'd you know that was Phillips?
Well, like Lanny said, we're going to start getting the ring on them. I think I just eliminate that one from all consideration. Just
have to Moscow.
Phillips,
yeah,
you know
it. Can't forget it. I'll just wait since then.
Okay, well, next time we'll continue on here and we'll fill in the cracks and we'll be missing it. In fact, you should probably make a habit of the brave of running in and picking up whatever you're missing. We'll make sure we do that next time. Just do it in
line. Okay. I thought you wanted to see.
Oh, yeah, that one. I'll take that home. Let me page it.
Okay.
This one I brought from home, I'm going to take it.
Mercy or living or amplifying.
Like, you need somebody to take NIV, or was NIV just not here today?
Somebody's taking it, and I...